Moshe, Albina newspaper. News of the day with Nasser Kandil. Moscow secures control over Kursk. Netanyahu and Shin Bet chief trade accusations. Trump declares war on Yemen. Airstrikes and heavy bombardment until the Red Sea opens. Yemen responds to aggression by targeting USS Truman with 18 missiles and 20 drones. The political editor wrote. According to the New York Times, Ukrainian officers have acknowledged that Ukrainians' control over key areas of the Kursk region inside Russian territory has come to an end. After successive retreats over the past 2 months, Russian forces have steadily advanced, culminating in the final expulsion of the last Ukrainian unit from the region, with many captured or killed. This achievement fulfills Russian President Vladimir Putin's directive to his forces on the eve of the US call for a ceasefire in the Ukraine war. Russia remains inside Ukraine, while Ukraine has been forced out of Russia, dismantling President Volodymyr Zelensky's strategy of territorial bargaining. Meanwhile, a major development in the region unfolded as U.S. President Donald Trump unexpectedly announced a full-scale war on Yemen, ordering American forces to launch airstrikes and missile attacks on Yemeni military positions, Ansarullah, and Yemeni leadership figures. The declared objective was to eliminate Yemen's ability to interfere with the Red Sea shipping in retaliation for Yemen's blockade of vessels bound for the occupying entity's ports. A response to the entity's blockade, preventing humanitarian aid from reaching Gaza. The war's toll included 47 U.S. airstrikes on Yemeni provinces, with Sana'a and Sa'da bearing the brunt. More than 50 people were killed, hundreds were wounded, and residential and government buildings were destroyed. In response, Yemen targeted the USS Harry S. Truman and its escort ships with 18 ballistic missiles and 20 drones. The US Navy admitted that one missile struck the carrier, while Yemeni military sources asserted that multiple missiles hit the target and that the drones successfully reached their intended marks within the US fleet. Ansarullah leader Sayyid Abd al-Malik al-Houthi declared yesterday that Yemen would not waver in its support for Gaza. He dismissed the U.S. aggression as unrelated to ensuring maritime security, previously unthreatened until the American assault, emphasizing that Yemen had only targeted ships bound for the occupying entity's ports to ensuring humanitarian aid reached Gaza. He framed the U.S. attack as direct involvement in the entity's starvation war against the Palestinian people.